When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Download the ESPN app if you don't already have it. God, it's so good. And by the way, while I'm at it, I'm going to do a free commercial right now. Get ESPN Plus. That is, and I'm not saying this, well, hold on. I am saying this because I work here, so it's like a good thing to say, but I would tell you in private conversation anyway. The best value, people used to say this about the Sunday Times, the Sunday New York Times. It was the best value for your, it was a dollar, right? And it gave you the most value for your dollar in you know, consuming the news and entertainment. The best value for your dollar in the world today, I believe, is ESPN Plus. That thing is off the hook. It's incredible. Basically, it's, remember ESPN Insider? You got a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know how much you get streaming video, you get fights, you get whatever you need.
Speaking
on that
of
thing.
That, have you watched The Captain?
I haven't yet. I'm going to binge watch it coming up this weekend.
Okay. Well, once you get into it, you let me know.
On ESPN Plus, that's the thing.
Yes.
I can watch the Jeter thing wherever I am. And with smart TVs now, if you've had it on your phone, you send it up to the TV. It's easy. Oh. Anyway. So if you download the app, you can get this show. You say, play ESPN on your smart speakers, there's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max for you.
Do you control the TV from your phone?
Oftentimes, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So make sure you understand that feature.
Jay, it's an NFT, man. I got it.
Okay, just make sure, you know.
It's an NFT. I got it, man. Don't worry about it.
It's not an NFT.
But it's virtual reality?
Jay is a chairman, though,
right? Is it the metaverse?
I am a chairman, yeah. I sit on the board of multiple
companies. I want Max to answer the question. Max,
yes, he is a chairman. Mr. I apologize. I'm supposed to refer to him as Mr. Chairman.
Take us through it, Max, please.
I apologize. Jay is the chairman of a very secret organization.
Yes, that I
which we talk
like
about on the radio.
Named. I wouldn't like to be named until you started dropping everything about my personal life.
Called it's not personal. It's on all your email correspondence. Your professional life.
Yes,
it says Chairman Clandestine Ventures.
Yes.
By the way, for anyone who doesn't know what clandestine means, it means secret. He's the chairman of a secret venture. Don't ask him about it. It's a secret.
It's a secret, Max. Max, typically it's called a holding company.
I just wish they the people could see your face right now. JJ is like, are we doing this again?
Yes, it's an NFT. I got
Max
it.
Max tries to frame me as if I'm up here like Bill Gates.
He's a very wealthy man. It's okay. He's worked very hard for his money.
Max,
he has a staff of
you
people.
You have a collared shirt that's popped
that's
open
true.
To the middle with your hair popping out. Uh-oh. With hair that looks like
little
George
taco
Clooney.
Meat.
That looks like
taco
you're coming
meat.
From Southampton. Don't you talk to me about wealth. Don't you do it.
East Hampton, first of all.
While we're talking about wealth, Jerry Jones, a guy who has
wealth.
Ton of wealth.
That's
yes, thank
wealth,
you,
Max.
Thank you very
thank
much,
Thank you for
Harry.
Somebody transitioning back
thank
to
thank you very much. We can't talk about Jay's holdings and holding companies all day. So Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy, are you buying what Jerry Jones is selling? Listen to this.
I want to be real clear. He wouldn't be sitting here today if I didn't think he was the man to lead this team to a Super Bowl. He would not be, and I have choices.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what he doesn't? Why he doesn't have choices? He's confined by his own ego. Like, Jerry Jones hired Mike McCarthy.
So he can be like a puppet on a string.
Yeah.
And that's probably the problem when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, right? Mike McCarthy, he has his issues. But Jerry Jones is a part of those issues as well. Until he hires somebody who's a strong personality, who tells him, hey, this is my team. Let me do it the way I want to do it. When it comes to offensively, defensively, and special teams, a guy like Sean Payton, then it's going to be the same thing over and over and over again. That's why he hired a guy like Mike McCarthy, so he can have that control and don't have to butt heads with someone.
You know the problem with Jerry Jones is, Jay? He knows too much football. He knows enough football to be dangerous to himself. So they draft well. It's a good organization. They're usually a good team. But they're never a great team because he's interfering.
Why is there a problem with Jerry Jones? Oh, hold on. Play that sound again, Yates.
I want to be real clear. He wouldn't be sitting here today if I didn't think he was the man to lead this team to a Super Bowl. He would not be. And I have choices.
All right. So I don't understand, like, why he has choices. He does have choices.
defensive coordinator Dan Quinn was up for a lot of other jobs. That's a choice. Sean Payton is a choice.
Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator.
There you go.
It's Sean Payton's choice too, by the way.
Okay. I agree. I mean, but all I'm saying is if you're Jerry Jones, and I get that the lack there of success and that it seems like it's an easy dumpster fire for people. All the Cowboys, they haven't won it for – but, man, they have a top-tier organization. Mm-hmm. Like, we talk about them every single day. That's free marketing collateral.
Know what else,
regardless of whether it's good or bad. And it's a destination that people want to play for.
And a guy they want to play for, too. I do not hear – I talk to a lot of former players throughout my life,
never say
right?
anything bad about the Cowboys,
they,
man.
More than that, to a man – they like Jerry Jones. Yeah. They appreciate the fact that personally he's a loyal person.
So I'm just flipping it for 1 second, HD. I get that they haven't won a Super Bowl. I get the way it's looked over the last several years.
Yeah.
But every player I talk to that's been a Dallas Cowboy raves about that organization. And like, it's an inside looking out perspective. At least they're trying to do it the right way. At least they have an owner who cares. You know how many times I see team owners that don't give a damn really? Are not involved?
Can I ask you a question, though, Jay?
He's probably overly involved. I get it.
The last time they won a Super Bowl is with what coach? Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
A guy he butted heads with, right?
Understood.
So if you know that's the formula, you need to sacrifice as an owner.
Okay.
You can't be in the heart of everything all the time. Even though I know you're the owner and you may want to, but if that's one of the things that's hindering your organization from getting over the hump and winning a Super Bowl, then you need to take a look in the mirror at the broad spectrum.
I understand.
Your coaches or what your players are doing, but yourself as well.
I get it.
Self-evaluate.
I'm not making excuses for Jerry Jones. I'm just saying a lot of the owners that I've met, they have way more flaws than being overly involved
no doubt.
In the organization.
I'm just
putting it into perspective.
Jerry Jones is not
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, if you think Jerry Jones, if anyone out there is thinking he's a bad owner or he's among the worst, he is not in that conversation.
No, he cares.
He's at the very minimum, he's solid.
It just
and then
like
it goes up from there.
We talk about him like he's one of the worst owners because they're the most talked about franchise.
You know, he reminds me of
talking about their lack thereof success instead of talking about, damn, how many times they're in potential or position to be successful.
Or at least appear that way. Do you know who he reminds me of, guys? George Steinbrenner, the owner of the Yankees, formerly. Harry, you wanted to say something?
No, go ahead.
But I don't know. You guys are looking at each other and laughing like I interrupted.
Go on, tell him, Harry. Tell him how you really feel.
Tell me how you really feel.
No. Like I don't think Jerry Jones is a bad owner. I just, when I look at the Cowboys and I look at them being successful and winning Super Bowls, it was with a guy named Jimmy Johnson who you have a similar personality. I won't say similar personality, but you have a guy in Sean Payton who was like that, who I know Jerry's not going to be able to just run over sitting out there. And he continuously hire guys who aren't like that. So when you don't get the results that you want to get, then why are you complaining about it, Jerry? Like, what? Like, I don't get it.
100%. But the analogy I wanted to make, and Yankees fans will appreciate this, who are listening right now. Bad
always
day
come
today.
Back to the Yankees.
Always. But here it is. Steinbrenner, when he first bought the team, free agency had just been ushered in, right? And he exploited it right away. And the Yankees went from no good. They sold for less than the Seattle Pilots the year before, right? New York was a bankrupt city or was going to declare bankruptcy. Everyone thought, and it was no, and the Yankees were no good. And CBS owned them. They did a terrible job. And all of a sudden, he spent all this money and they were really good, okay? But then the rest of the league caught up to it, the other big markets. And then the Yankees were good, but they were kind of generically good. They weren't the dominant franchise. And then eventually, Steinbrenner got kicked out of baseball, guys. And that's when they got really good because while he was away, he didn't want them trading his good prospects, and he didn't want to spend any money. So by the time he got back to baseball, they had this great farm system because he couldn't mess it up, and they had this great dynasty, the greatest in the history of baseball, really, when you consider everything, in the late 90s. Okay, Jerry Jones, what's the analogy here? When he bought the Dallas Cowboys, he exploited a system that he then changed. So what did he do? He was changing. He spearheaded the campaign for a salary cap, okay? And the day it gets voted in, he goes and signs Deion Sanders. And people were like, hold up, you can't afford Deion. We have a cap. You led the charge for the cap. He's like, oh, no. We're prorating the salary over this many years. He gamed the system. So once a dominant team, a very good team like the Cowboys, added Deion, it was a wrap, right? That was a parlor trick. When other owners caught on, he has not won a Super Bowl since then, right? So like that, like Stein, the best thing that would have happened if Jerry Jones would have been forced out of football for a few years, let the football people run stuff, then come back to it. Because maybe they could hire a coach like a Sean Payton or a guy with a big personality who Jerry Jones, it wouldn't kill him that guy's taking the headlines because Jerry Jones wouldn't be involved. But as long as he's there, he wants the attention on him.
Yeah, and I got to go back. Barry Switzer was the last head coach for the Dallas Cowboys to win a Super Bowl. It was Jimmy Johnson previously.
Yeah, but it was Jimmy Johnson's team.
Yeah, exactly. Because he was forced out of the door, basically, mm-hmm.
Jimmy Johnson won two. Switzer won one with Jimmy Johnson's players. And then they haven't won since then.
Exactly. But I'll tell you, also when you look at the Dallas Cowboys recently, under Mike McCarthy, they were the most penalized team last year in the National Football League. You had the clock management, game management debacles by a guy like Mike McCarthy.
They won those games, though.
I understand that, but still. It's still out there.
I get it. I get it.
When you don't win a playoff game.
I'm not making excuses for Mike McCarthy.
You have to beat quality opponents outside of your division. Mm-hmm. Right? They lost last year to the Arizona Cardinals, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Bucks. All those teams made the playoffs. They didn't beat. They beat, I'm trying to think, Philadelphia.
Their point differential in the NFC East was absurd. And against the rest of the league, was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point you guys are making?
They feasted on a soft division.
Yeah, I made that point before. I've stated that multiple times on the show.
Yes, but now Harry's making the point. Yes, I'm
trying to get to what's the bigger point that you guys are making?
That Jerry Jones's ego interferes with him making the right hire. When he says, I have a lot of choices, my original point, Jay, my original point was that, in fact, he would have a lot of choices, but he is trapped by the nature of his own personality, which severely limits his choices.
So if Michael McCarthy doesn't go deep into the playoffs this year.
No, one playoff win. If you have to win a playoff game.
See, I don't think so, Max.
I think Mike McCarthy has to go deeper into the playoffs.
Because he has those choices. Exactly. I have choices.
And if he doesn't, then I think you will see Sean Payton hired if he's not correct. Taking another job. He will be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
If he takes that job, yeah.
I think Sean Payton will take that job.
Over the Chargers?
Why do you think the Chargers will be available? You came up with that.
Well, hold on now.
Because
if they don't make the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a good chance they don't because as good as they are, that division is crazy.
You're going to fire Brandon Staley in his second year?
For Sean Payton? In a heartbeat, I would.
Okay. If Sean Payton wants that job.
You know, because Sean Payton is a proven winner.
When they were in San Diego, they had a guy named Drew Brees. And then Brees got hurt and they didn't play as well as exactly as they wanted him to. So they draft Philip Rivers. And then Sean Payton grabs Drew Brees, right? And the rest is history. Now it would be Sean Payton going to the Chargers to take a guy with more talent than Drew Brees and Philip Rivers put together. And
if
Justin
you're Sean Payton, Harry, what job would you take if you had two choices between the Chargers and the Dallas Cowboys?
I'm going to the Chargers.
Why?
Because of Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, and then the young pieces I got on defense.
The offensive line, pass rusher.
I have Derwin James. Exactly.
You got receiver. You got everything.
Zion Johnson from Boston College.
Understanding what the AFC West is going to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're Sean Payton, you believe in your skill set. I agree with you.
I'm just looking at also the division. I'm looking at NFC East. I'm like, all right, the Eagles are coming. Like, what are the offensive coordinator doing right now, the Commanders doing?
For the Chargers is a guy named Lombardi.
Yeah.
Who coached under Sean Payton with the Saints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Let's bring in ESPN NFL front office insider Mike Tannenbaum for this conversation, Jay, so you can stop interrupting Harry when he's trying to make points. Mike Tannenbaum.
Let Harry get in on the points,
Mike Tannenbaum. Harry's trying to get a word in edgewise. Jay won't let him talk.
No, that's you.
Mike, welcome to the show. How are you doing, Mike?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good. Hopefully, Jay will let you talk a little bit.
We're bickering, Mike, like three little brothers.
Hopefully, Jay will let you talk a little bit. Does Jerry Jones' vote of confidence for Mike McCarthy mean anything to you, Mike?
No, I don't, and I think it's the Dallas Cowboys, and we're always going to talk about it. And, you know, I think it starts fundamentally with self-inflicted wounds, guys. No team in the NFL has had more penalties since Mike McCarthy's been the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys than the Dallas Cowboys. So they need to get off to a good start. They need to play clean football. And if they do that, he has a chance to be there for a long time. This is a team that has a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. But it starts with the head coach, and if he could clean up these self-inflicted wounds, he'll have a reasonable chance to stay.
Now, Mike T, is head coach of the Dallas Cowboys the toughest coaching job in all of sports?
Seems like it.
Probably that or the Yankees. But, you know, it's also an honor and a privilege, Harry. And look, when you win there, like, look at New York, right? When you're a champion there, Derek Jeter, Bill Parcells, Tom Coughlin, Eli Manning, you walk forever. So it's a burden, but it's also a great opportunity.
I'm curious, Mike, if you had a chance to be the GM of two teams, I'm curious who you would choose and why. You have an opportunity to be the GM of the Chargers, or you have an opportunity to be a GM of the Dallas Cowboys. Which one is the more preferable job?
Well, I'm going to take Justin Herbert probably over any other player in the sport right now, so that's an easy decision for me. I just think he has a chance to be a transcendent talent for a long time. I think he has a limitless ceiling. He has impeccable character. He's built as perfectly as you can be for the position, so I would start with the Chargers and then take anybody after that.
Mike T, what are your thoughts on the 49ers officially moving on to a guy like Trey Lance and telling Jimmy Garoppolo, hey, we're going with Trey, in so many words? And we heard it from Kyle Shanahan. We heard it from John Lynch recently that they are moving on.
I don't like it short term, just because when Jimmy Garoppolo plays, they win 70% of their games. They average 28 points, and he's been a really good player for them for a while. So I love Trey Lance. I think he's really intriguing. But with a win-now roster, I would keep both of them, knowing that there's a 17-game season. And one of the questions we don't know about Trey Lance is, what's his durability going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, by the way, even if he has, like, who's the second most important player on a team? We hear the backup quarterback. You got Jimmy Garoppolo, who apparently, Mike, doesn't have any trade value because of the shoulder. Why would you? I guess the specter of him hanging over Trey Lance would affect him. How do you feel about that, Mike? The idea that the specter of Jimmy G would hang over Trey Lance so they wouldn't allow him to develop in the same kind of way.
Well, Mike, I was going to say that, Mike. Wouldn't you have to find somebody? The last thing you would want for your, you know, young quarterback is, through the midst of making mistakes, even if you're holding firm that he is your guy moving forward, splitting the crowd, the fan base, calling back for Jimmy G at games, that creates an unstable environment for your young quarterback, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, Jay, well, I've never been a big believer in that. You know, I've been privileged to be around guys like Brett Favre and others where they don't care who you bring in. Hey, like, if you want to waste time and money and a draft choice, another quarterback, go right ahead, because I'm the best quarterback you'll find. So I'm never one to shy away from bringing in competition, and if the player does, that could be an issue.
I don't know. Brett Favre didn't seem too happy about the drafting of Aaron Rodgers, Mike.
I mean, look, Mike.
I could just go by my experience with Brett, and he was great. And he was our guy.
Who's your backup quarterback?
It was Kellen Clemens, amongst others. So.
Yeah, that's right. But, not Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. But that.
I noticed you made sure there was no Jimmy G on the roster when Brett Favre was there.
No, and look, hey, I've made mistakes at the quarterback position. I think that's pretty well documented, and having the right sort of depth. But the point is, I don't think you can have enough of them. And if a player is worried about the competition, that could give you a lot of insight into their mindset.
Mike, I'm completely with you on this. And look, quarterbacks are the differentiator for your franchise and for the individual players. And speaking of a differentiator, Kyler Murray, the skill set on the field is unique. It's one-on-one, right? Mighty Mouse, I think he is so uniquely talented. But this whole independent study clause in his contract, it just baffles me, Mike, that as a competitor, as somebody that wants to be the best in his craft at everything he does, that if somebody were to say to me, hey, look, at a minimum, all you have to do is require 4 hours of independent study to study game film, it leads me to ask, from the franchise perspective, is this who you want to bet on to be the leader of your franchise? If you're asking him to give you 4 hours maximum, and even if I got negotiated down for independent study in your contract?
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit of an outlier on this one, guys, because I actually think this could be a tremendous win-win, and here's why. First of all, it shows you the unbelievable talent that Kyler Murray has. It also tells you how hard it is to find quarterbacks. Look, it's really, really hard to find a franchise quarterback. And let's give Kyler Murray credit. Like, he put it in writing. He has to get better at this. And, guys, who's to say that maybe in 3 years, you know, Kyler Murray's winning more games and we're seeing more improvement from him, and he says, you know, look, my study habits got better. And I don't know. I think it's unusual, certainly, but to me, knowing how hard it is to get a quarterback, and if that's the only thing you're concerned about, and the quarterback signs off on it in writing. Now, look, there's a lot more here. Like, is it actually enforceable? Things like that. But I actually think this could turn out to be a win-win.
Mike, hold on, Mike. Hold on.
Jay, Harry wanted to say something.
Are we? I'm sorry, Harry. I'm doing the Max Kellerman, but I just had to ask.
Harry, am I right? See what I mean?
Max, Harry and I are sitting in a cold studio.
Mike, we talked about this when the studio,
I'm wearing a sweater.
Are you sitting
on the beach right now? Doing your interview with us? Is that the site that you're seeing right now, Mike?
Yeah, what's going on?
No, it's not, but I hope to be back in Florida tomorrow.
Okay. It did sound like he was muting it because he's like having a party on the beach somewhere and doesn't want us to hear it.
All right, now, Mike, really quick before we have to go because it's almost time to go to break.
Jay's palms are itching. Hurry
up. Really quick, Mike, let me get my question out. What kind of impact do you think a guy like Julio Jones is going to make with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
So, Harry, I'd say this. I really like the move because I think he's an all-time tough guy. And they have to hold the fort with guys until first Chris Godwin comes back healthy. And then by the time you're lighting those holiday candles that you're not supposed to be lighting, Harry, and Gronk's back with the Buccaneers, they'll be in great shape. But in all seriousness, I think the Julio Jones signing makes a ton of sense, especially early in the season for the Buccaneers.
You know, Harry was bringing this up for those who'd be like, well, Julio Jones isn't what he used to be, et cetera. No, undoubtedly that's true. And yet, Mike, Harry's point was Tom Brady ain't making calls for no reason, right? He has plans. If you're Julio Jones, like, I'm thinking Julio Jones is going to catch some important passes in this upcoming season. Would you say that is accurate?
100%. There's no doubt about it, Max. Especially early in the season, I fully expect Gronk to be there by, right after Halloween. And, it's going to take Chris Godwin a while to get up to speed. So I think early on with Russell Gage, Cam Brait, Mike Evans, I think the signing makes a ton of sense.
Mike, why after Halloween? Why do you peg that date?
Well, because, first of all, no veteran wants to go to training camp. Ask Harry that question. And
true.
When his agent and his girlfriend say that he's coming back, when Tom Brady calls Gronk and says,
but why
hey,
Halloween? Why that date? Why the 31st of October? Why would you peg it there?
Because I think Gronk, needs a little time to sort things out, and realize how much he misses football and realizes how great they are. I have Todd Bowles being the coach of the year. I think that's the biggest move of all. I think Todd Bowles is an upgrade over Bruce Arians at head coach. I've worked with Coach Bowles. I think he's really special. I think this team's going to be really good. I think Gronk's going to be like, well, wait a second. We can win a championship. Let me get back there.
So it gives him enough time to, have a little time off, see how the team is doing, the weather turns, the leaves start to fall, he gets that itch. Okay, Super Bowl time coming up. Let me get back in the swing of things after Halloween. I like it. I think that makes sense.
There you go.
Mike Tannenbaum, I'm so glad Jay's showed restraint and allowed you to illuminate the whole all these topics with your wisdom. Jay, good job.
Mike, always good talking to you. I'm glad you're able to get a word in on an interview when Max does it.
See what he's doing. See what he's doing. Mike, he's just imitating whatever.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, right, Mike.
I love when Max brings up a point. He's like, yeah. What I think, Harry, what you were trying to say. I'm like, no, Harry, you just said it.
Well, no, but I wanted him to address the point specifically.
I'm just joking with you, Max. He's so sensitive.
Not that I'm being defensive, but my voice went up like this. Jay, what are you talking about?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
All right, let's get it. Real or not real? These players may or may not live up to the hype, but now we're going to break all this down. So, Max, I'll start off with you. Trevor Lawrence will live up to the hype. Real or not real?
Not real. The hype as the number one overall pick, and also like, hey, look what Deshaun Watson's doing in the NFL. Trevor Lawrence was more precocious than Deshaun Watson, took a similar team, or the same team really, but different, slightly different roster because of turnover, but and waxed the same team that Deshaun Watson with a wing and a prayer beat. Trevor Lawrence had the size, the speed, the arm, and everything, and you know, basically we're hoping that he turns into what Justin Herbert already is, and I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I'm going to say not real.
I'm going to go not real also. He's already having to climb out of a deep, deep hole with his first year head coach Urban Meyer and how he ruined him in year one. Doug Peterson is very familiar with young quarterbacks, and you look at Carson Wentz, the year that they went to the Super Bowl and won it, had a hell of a season, MVP-type-like season, but it was decimated by injury late in that year. I believe Doug Peterson is going to get Trevor Lawrence on the path. I just don't ever see the Jacksonville Jaguars going deep into the playoffs and even contending for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'll say not real, too, just because, you know, look, second-year quarterback. Oh, is he going to make the Joe Burrow-type leap? No. Let's calm down with that. Joe Burrow also had Ja'Marr Chase, even though his O-line was decimated, but there's still a lot of pieces they need to add for Jacksonville. Plus, when somebody calls you a generational talent, living up to that hype in your second year is challenging. Okay, next up, Mac Jones. Harry, I'll start with you. We'll live up to the hype. What is the hype?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm about to ask, what's the hype for Mac Jones? Super Bowl?
Win a division?
Because I guess.
Win a division?
Ooh, so no, because Josh Allen is in that division. And then you look at what the Jets have been able to do. You look at the Miami Dolphins, and let's not forget, the Miami Dolphins beat the New England Patriots twice last year in 2021. They just got better from top to bottom, their roster. So I'm going to say no.
Mac Jones will exceed the hype because when you weigh all the hype with the criticism, in fact, there's a lot of skepticism about what Mac Jones can be in the modern NFL, and people get the sense he's doing it with smoke and mirrors. Set every passing record at Alabama. I think he's going to do better than a lot of people think he's going to do, and I'll say real.
I'll say real too. I don't think they're going to win a division, but whenever you have a genius head coach like Bill Belichick that will put you in positions to succeed. I mean, even in that game they played, what was it, in Buffalo when it was snowing, the fact that they barely let him throw the ball, like I feel like he's always going to be positioned to do less, which is going to be more for Mac Jones.
Do you see them winning the Super Bowl ever with Mac Jones?
No.
Okay.
No. All right.
All right.
All right, fair.
I think they might win the Super Bowl
next
with Mac
up,
Jones. I don't know.
Next up, hyped up team, got Devontae Adams this offseason. Derek Carr, will he live up to the hype or what?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will live up to the hype because he has that number one guy. You have a guy in Hunter Renfrow. You have Darren Waller. Let's look at it from this standpoint. The New England Patriots last year did a great job rushing the football. Josh McDaniels was their offensive coordinator. He's now their head coach. He's been a head coach once before with the Denver Broncos. It didn't work out. He's going to learn from his mistakes the first time around. So, therefore, he's going to put Derek Carr in a situation to become successful, more successful than he's already been. So, I'm going real.
I think real because I think people have Derek Carr pegged right. After a career of being maybe a little overrated, maybe a little underrated, I think at least my own perception is he's a good quarterback. And I don't think he's Justin Herbert, but I also know he's not a just replaceable part. He's got everything you need in a quarterback. He's on a good team. He will live up to the hype, which means they will be a good team and maybe make the playoffs in a murderous division. Maybe not, but they're going to be good.
Yeah, I would agree on real. I think a guy like Carr turned Hunter Renfrow into a 1,000-yard receiver. Right? You talk about Darren Waller. You talk about Josh Jacobs also in a contract year from a running perspective. I mean, that adds another optionality if he can stay healthy. I would agree. Justin Herbert.
Ooh.
Will live up to the hype. Max, your favorite guy.
Real. He's already exceeded the hype. Justin Ooh. Herbert has and you know had as good a first two seasons as anyone's ever had as a quarterback. By the way, and I'm including he was the among the best quarterbacks in the league on third down and fourth down. So on the money down, when you need him most. He also, he's not just tall, he's 6'6". He can really run. He got a rocket for an arm. It's laser guided. He can read defenses. What can't the dude do? Real.
Yeah, I'm going real as well. Can make every single throw on the football field. You talk about the prototypical quarterback. Justin Herbert is that guy. Now, Max, you mentioned his first two seasons. Most passing yards, most touchdowns ever in his first 2 years. Rookie of the year. Brandon Staley, just don't hold them back.
How about this? Trevor Lawrence. Justin Herbert is already what people... If Trevor Lawrence ever becomes Justin Herbert, he will have lived up to the hype as one of the most hyped quarterbacks ever. If he ever gets to where Herbert's already been.
See, I'm going to say not real.
Oh!
Because I think the hype for Justin Herbert, people are going down this lane is calling him maybe the greatest quarterback to ever live.
Like no, he's on that,
He's on Max, the way you talk about him, he's on the trajectory to be a Dan Marino, one of the greatest quarterbacks the game of football has ever seen. So even if he doesn't hit that mark of what he did last year, but they find a way to make the playoffs, like to me, that's like it may not be the hype of where he is personally, but if they have team success, I still think
Jay,
that's okay.
Do you know his rookie year was so good that all the smart football analysts, all the ones who really crunch the numbers and study this stuff and look at film, all figured there's going to be some regression, right? He won't be. He's really
and he
good, but he got
that.
He got better.
That's what I'm saying.
They assumed regression. He got
you're
better.
You're saying he's going to surpass what he did last year?
Yep. That,
okay.
Yep.
We'll see. AFC West is hard. All right, next
really
up.
Hard.
Trey Lance will live up to the hype, HD.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
That's
I don't
not
know.
One of the answers. Not one of the selections.
I don't know if it can be real.
So not real.
I know one thing about this. I know when Jimmy Garoppolo plays, they win 70% of the games. I know he's taking them to a Super Bowl, an NFC Championship game. I don't know what I'm going to get from Trey Lance. So it's to be determined.
Max has a weird look in his eye.
Presented by Progressive. I'm trying to figure out what NFT could stand for.
What?
Well, you know, the NFT is not real, right? So it's like not real.
Oh, it is real.
Real or NFT? Real or virtual or VR?
So which one is it for Trey Lance?
Trey Lance, not real, because I will say that I'm going to peg the hype at his draft position and what they gave up to get him. And he's going to have to win a Super Bowl to live up to the hype because they got rid of a guy who got one throw away.
I'll say not real, but very quickly, what is real? Watching you struggle between the difference between NFT and virtual reality.
That's the same thing, right?
Just the fact that you're asking the question with a question mark makes it all worth it.
You try to explain NFT to me a bunch of times. I don't know. There's a moment and you create an NFT for it. But can't someone else create also an NFT for it? So there are two NFTs for the same moment, right? Am I wrong about that?
I'm not in the NFT.
NFL licensed virtual reality game that I mentioned yesterday. I mentioned it yesterday and boom, it's a reality today. That's the power.
It was already a reality.
No, I don't know. All I know is I didn't hear anything about it and I mentioned something and now today it's a reality. We're going to talk about it. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
So a fan the other day was walking around and saw Dylan Brooks, who plays for the Memphis Grizzlies, who didn't have a great series against the Golden State Warriors, actually got ejected and bounced from a game for a hard foul in that series. But the fan walks up to him pretty much and says to his face, "Hey, Dylan, sharing is caring." Pretty much telling him, yo, if you had passed the ball to Ja Morant, we would have won the series.
You cost us the series.
I don't know how I would react in real time if fans just came up to me and said something like that.
Like if a radio fan came up and said, hey, if you let Harry Douglas talk, that segment would have been better. You would be mad at the fan?
No, but I wouldn't be pertaining to me. I think he would be talking to you.
Well, I think we all know what happened here today.
Yes. We do. HD, would you like to tell your side of the story?
Yeah, tomorrow better be better. That's all I know.
I will not be on the show tomorrow.
For both of you guys.
Oh, you're not going to be here tomorrow?
What?
So Harry's going to get to talk to you. Are you going to be on the show tomorrow?
You're like such a bad little kid. Yeah. You must have been so devious. Oh, the schemes you came up with as a child.
Yeah. Was known as a problem child. You know the term problem child? I believe that was me. They studied me and said the problem
child. What is that
character?
Middle child syndrome. Yeah. I'm a middle child. What is exactly what it means.
I'm oldest child.
HD, what is the boss in The Simpsons where he's doing that?
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
Excellent. Excellent.
That is you all the time.
Don't.
But you're better looking at
you. You think, oh, clearly. Do you think that Ja Morant and his absence... Because you said he could be Finals MVP. I thought I had him pegged fifth best odds to win Finals MVP based on who I thought could win the finals. I thought they had a shot. Outside shot, but a shot. Do you think had he been healthy the whole time, they would have actually done something?
I probably would have still given Golden State a slight advantage, but I think it would have been different. It wasn't just him coming back. It was also Steven Adams coming back. When Steven Adams came back, they dominated down low. They played differently. It was a lot more physical.
And without the pressure of playing in the finals against the Warriors, maybe that takes a little edge off for the inexperienced team. You know what I mean? Like beating a team, but it's not yet the finals. In terms of the pressure that young up-and-coming players experience, probably it diminishes it a little bit, makes it easier for them, I imagine.
Game one slipped away from Memphis. That was very, very important. They should have won that game one. They win game one, it's probably a different ballgame.
And plus, I mean, that's when they lost Gary Payton the second.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when he got that foul on Dylan Brooks that we were talking about before. So that's their defensive guy that applies pressure. It forces them in their rotations to be drastically different. They were able to get back to that in the World Championship game.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. That's the dulcet tones of Jason Williams. Harry Douglas has been muted essentially by Jay, taken out of the show. Good defense, Jay.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
All my boys are diehard Yankees fans. You don't rock anything Yankees at all. You don't even have a Yankees hat in your office.
Jay, look at this head of hair. Look at this head of hair. Why would I put a hat on?
You could present a hat in your office.
Jay has a hat for every day of the week. I don't wear hats.
I'm secure. I know what time it is.
This is the first time I've seen Jay's head in 2 months.
I know what time it is.
Don't put no hat over that milk, dude. We hear you, Yates.
Hey, you guys see where the Mega Millions is up over $1 billion?
What? Oh, you don't think I didn't play? I didn't play it, Max.
You know what I would do if I hit Mega Millions?
Not show up.
I might be Antonio Brown. I make my own R&B video.
It's like Dave Chappelle when he, you know, he and Oprah were going to have a kid supposedly in the skit, right? He shows up at work. I didn't approve this. And if I hit Mega Millions for $1 billion, I would use every cent to sue the Mega Millions to give me all of my money. I want the whole billion. It is false advertising, Jay. Harry, They say it's $1 billion, but understand, every lottery is a regressive tax to begin with, because who's spending the money on it? Not the rich people. That's number one. Number two, they say it's $1 billion. You say, great, I hit it. Here's my ticket. I want my billion. Oh, not so fast. We'll give you a tiny fraction of it, and the rest we'll give it over installments. Yeah, but with inflation, it's not going to be worth $1 billion. Yeah, but that's, we're still calling it $1 billion. Okay, then give it to me all at once. Fine, in that case, you get less than half of it. What? And then you get taxed on the money. Remember, it's already a regressive tax. The state's already doing it to raise essentially tax revenue. So you wind up, instead of $1 billion, with $250 million?
Oh, yeah.
I'm using every cent to sue for the other $750 million. I want my billion.
Not me,
Max. I'll take the $250.
I'll take the $250, too.
I'll be honest with you. I'll be okay.
What size yacht do you want to get, Jay?
Exactly.
What do you want a yacht for?
Where are we flying on my private 757?
I'm flying naked. I'm on my yacht naked.
You know, realize Jay doesn't even have a 757 private right now. What's your plane? What plane do you have?
Well, today I'm actually flying Delta.
You bought the whole plane just for you?
This dude, look at you.
Mr. Yeah. Chairman?
Jay is Mr. PJ. What are you talking about?
No, I'm Mr. Delta. I'm Mr. Commercial.
What was the last private
plane
you
owned? Are you in first class?
What?
Are you in first class?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I wouldn't expect anything less, Jay.
New York, Max. Low key. Real G's moving silence, man.
Like lasagna.
See? Look at you reciting Drake.
NFL-licensed virtual reality game is all set for a fall release, guys. I said yesterday on this very program, if Kyler Murray's addicted to video games, and you have to put in his contract 4 hours of independent study, and by the way, not while you're playing a video game, right? You can't just have the film on. You got to pay attention. Oh, he's got a video game problem? I have the perfect solution. You hire whoever you need to modify Madden, or you get a software engineer, whatever you have to do. I don't care if it costs you $10 million, $20 million. You got hundreds of millions wrapped up in this guy now. What? And you develop a game. You put in your whole playbook. You put in every defense you need. Make it virtual reality if you have to. And say, here, Kyler, play this all day long. I say that. And just like this. Now the NFL has a virtual reality game set for the fall. The power of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. See that, Jay? Look at that. But, what influence?
Why? I don't understand, though, Max.
What?
Why?
You know I still don't agree with that anyway.
NFL Pro Era is being developed by Status Pro and is scheduled to debut on MetaQuest and PlayStation VR.
Max.
VR is virtual reality, Jay.
So, you know, this game came out, this article came out April 20th.
I don't know about that. The game is also licensed by the NFL Players Association, allowing for player names and likenesses to be used.
You look like it's breaking news. Because you said it, now the article came out. It came out in April. Get off yourself.
People can bite off you retroactively, Jay. It's possible. Let me ask you this in all seriousness. Can Kyler Murray win a Super Bowl? Given what you now know about him, given the fact that his offensive lineman came out and said what he said on this show, he's immature, yeah, he can do it, but he's got to grow up. Given the fact that they have to put this clause in his contract, and by the way, he's small, but he's also a ridiculous talent. Harry Douglas. Jay, just bite your tongue for a second. Harry Douglas.
Thank you.
Can Kyler Murray win a Super Bowl?
This is a possibility, but there are a lot of ifs, right? If Kyler Murray can do what he's supposed to do on his end. If the Arizona Cardinals can be better the second half of the year as a football team. If the defense can hold up. Can guys not get injured? There's a lot of ifs to it. But is it possible? Yes, it's possible because he's a franchise quarterback. And he is the hardest person to tackle in the National Football League because he's a little jitterbug. So it's possible, but there's a lot of ifs attached to that possible.
Let's run through a list.
I think it's 1,000% possible. I mean, there's ifs with a lot of players. Obviously, some teams are more loaded than others. But on the verge of all this, if I were Kyler Murray, our next team meeting, I would have a real frank, transparent conversation with my entire squad.
Yeah.
I would say, look, you guys have heard these things about me. Some of these things have been true. Some of these things have not. Here's what's been true. I own all of it. I have not been treating this the way I should have, if that's the case. And I want all of you to believe in me. I know that's not going to happen today. It might not happen tomorrow. But I guarantee you.
I'll earn it over time.
And when we win this damn Super Bowl, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to say, I told you to believe in me. And you will never question me again moving forward. Like, I want something like that to happen internally for this team to take the right step moving forward.
Harry, who'd you rather have, Kyler Murray or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
Joe Burrow.
Like Kyler Murray, mm-hmm. Joe Burrow.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
How about Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes.
Derek Carr.
I'll take Derek Carr.
Justin Herbert.
I'm definitely taking Justin Herbert.
Russell Wilson.
I'm taking Russ.
You thinking Russ?
Dak Prescott. Whole package.
Taking Kyler.
I'm taking Kyler there.
Over Dak.
Yeah.
Who represents the franchise, who has ability, who's not undersized.
You know, I don't know about that one.
If you take Derek Carr, I'd take Dak Prescott too over Kyler. I think of Derek Carr and Dak Prescott in a similar way.
Just give me a second. Oh, man. I don't know.
Talent-wise, I feel like Kyler has a higher ceiling. I'm bypassing that one
for the moment.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, A-Rod. I need more time to think about the Dak one.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Matthew Stafford.
Stafford.
I just named every one of the quarterbacks that I consider above the line.
Quarterback.
Where you're no longer looking for a quarterback. And I'm including Kyler in that group. And according to you, he is tied with Dak Prescott as the last members of that group.
Mm.
He's on the bottom of the top 13. He's either 12 or 13 to you.
And just got $160 million guaranteed.
I might end up taking Dak Prescott. I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one for me. I got to think about that.
That's why I said the leadership component, like the talent of Kyler Murray is off the charts, and the ceiling of it gears him towards being a top 10 quarterback. There's no doubt about it. But the leadership aspects and the chemistry you're able to build as the cornerstone of your franchise, that's what comes into the question. That's what makes you drop him as a talent.
To me, it seems like in the NFL, you got to love the quarterback, man. You got to be willing to do, like, to go that extra mile for him. And so personality plays in. You notice when you meet quarterbacks in person, like famous quarterbacks who have had a lot of success, they have this ability to walk in a room and light it up and make people feel good about themselves, you know, like point guards. You notice that about them.
It's going to be interesting to see what he's able to do as he builds towards the season. And anything that happens, Max, anything that's small that occurs with Kyler Murray now will be blown out of proportion, and they will always reference that aspect of the stipulation of his contract.
Well, Keyshawn, that's why you don't allow things like that to be in your
Jay
contract.
Jay, Will, and Max, we're back tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.